Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Wanna be the greatest of all time.
I be rolling with you, mommy, I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie, it be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll.
Co-pilot on the passenger side, be so fly. Yeah. She so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another one, man. It's your boy, Rob One, and y'all know what this is, the Sparking Conversation. Well, y'all know what we do each and every week. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people, and this week, we're going to do the same thing again, all right? So, getting started, this is what I want to do. I want to make sure that y'all can hear me out there. So, for those of y'all that are watching live, the chat is wide open. If you can hear me clearly and or do I sound low or whatever, let me know so I can work on the audio. That's the good thing about going live. And then, you know, when there's people watching, because they can let you know real time what's going on. So y'all in the chat, let me know in the chat right now. We got a few people already on right now. Let me know if y'all can hear me. If y'all can, if y'all cannot, sounds good on your end. Okay, back. All right, so look. This week's show is going to be very interesting, right? Because you know how I do. Y'all know that this is a platform where we give it up to people when no matter what the circumstances is, as long as it's a real story, right? So y'all know that I help impact the family. That's one of the things that I have a heart for. I feel like that's my purpose of giving back, is to make sure that impacted families have a voice and have an outlet. Because what happens is, you know, only things that get this main media coverage is what people pretend to gravitate to, right? Or seem to gravitate to. The only reason why I say pretend, because it's a lot of things that happen when things are like big and mainstream. But then for those of us that things happen on this end, we need the same type of, you know, energy given to those people who go through things that we suffer through. Right? Because the one thing about it, a lot of people feel like they're the only ones that's going through something. We already know that. We know in our community, mental health is one of the things that we all have to deal with. But the thing that people don't ever want to talk about is the reasons why we have PTSD. These are the things that happen to us. And as long as we're able to tell our stories, then that's a way for us to be able to deal with grief. But then there's times where we need answers and we need justice. And it's too much of this so-called, you know, street code and this, that, and the third, to when it comes down to when things happen, that people are not willing to really talk about certain things, right? so people could get the justice that they need or get the help that they need or even get the closure that they need. You know what I mean? Like, people don't really appreciate or pay attention to it till it hit home. And so, you know, my guest tonight, she's going to come on and she's going to tell us her story, right? Because at the end of the day, I want all the people that's watching to know. One reason why I always want to support impacted families is because you just never know when it can happen to you, right? And you're going to want people to support you. You're going to want people to rally behind you. You're going to want to not feel alone. So even though these things may not be happening to you personally, it's always great to have empathy, right, for other people. Because at the end of the day going to end. And you will definitely want somebody to be there for you, all right? So we want to make sure we get that out. But before we go too far, let me make sure I let all the people know that download the audio version of this podcast how much I appreciate y'all, because y'all the real MVPs. I say this each and every week. It's a blessing that people are not literally looking at you, but we know that they download the audio just to hear what you're saying because of the conversations. And I think that's very important when it comes down to this content creation thing. Because like I said before, when things go viral, it's not based on things that's heard. It's based on things that's seen, whether it's a picture or a video. So the fact that we do both on this platform is that I do distribute the audio version too, is that all the people out there that ride around in their cars and the ones that really consume podcasts in that manner, they listening to what's going on and they really have a thing because they hit me up. People always hit me up all the time, all over the world, too. And it's a thing, you know, like they really paying attention to the stories that's going on that we have on the platform. So I'm definitely appreciative. So double salute to y'all. Definitely double salute to everybody that clicked the links in the description. Y'all already know I definitely appreciate y'all. Webull, you know, we partnered up with Webull. If you guys are ever thinking about investing, like I say, don't ever let nobody tell y'all what y'all can't do when y'all want to take control of your financial freedom. Don't be the people out here talking about AI about to take my job and then you not investing in AI so you don't have to worry about a job. I'm not giving y'all financial advice. I'm just wanting to say, you know, it's no need for you guys to keep talking about all these problems and then you don't want to talk about the solution. So Webull is giving away free stock. So for those of y'all guys that want to just learn about it, why not learn off of something free? You know, you open up a brokerage account and then bam, you can put as little as a penny in there, dollar, it don't even matter. But whatever, you get the free stocks. Take those free stocks, learn, and then from there, pay attention. Because you can't say you can't invest if you buy snacks. If you buy snacks, then you got money to invest. So it's really no excuse, you know what I mean? Because not buying snacks and investing is still helping with your health and not only that, and your financial freedom. So let's not play and act like this is something that we can't do. Just learn about it, all right? So, I want to also give a big shout out to tonight's sponsor of the show because, like I said, you know, your boy be on that wine when I be on the show and I be talking. So, shout out to V Atlas brand. They have their own wine now, right? So, these guys actually sponsored the show and is a sponsor of the platform, and I definitely appreciate them. So, tonight I'm on the semi red. I want to show you all the bottle, right? Because this is the semi red. I know you probably can't really see it on the camera or whatever, but it has the silver. So, he has three flavors. He has the semi sweet, he has the sweet, and then he has the dry. And it's really dope, and it's great wine, y'all. And I have the QR codes, and we're going to get more into this brand and this product. I'm going to tell y'all more about it. So don't worry. I just wanted to make sure I mentioned it in tonight's show so y'all can know what's going on. All right, back. Real life, real scenario, real issues. That's all we want to deal with. We're not being race baited. We're not being told what we should do. We're not monoliths. We all got our own mind and we all got, you know, could think for ourselves. We're not going to allow nobody to force us in somewhere because they have a few rappers and all these other things. Sit up there and try to propagandize us for us to still be losing out here. The one thing that I think about all the time, because, right, people want to talk about systemic racism, right? And the one thing that I don't understand that people don't do is, like, let's get to the root of it, right? They keep saying that we're being held back or we're being oppressed by systematic racism, you know, when it comes down to all these things. But the bottom line is that whoever this people that's running the system, they're doing the one thing that we're not, and that's working together. Like, kind of put that in, into perspective. If these people are looking at their own people or whatever groups of people and just trying to look out for them, that means they're working together. The reason why we don't have that scenario, because we ain't working together. You got to kind of put yourselves in the right mindset, right, to be able to move forward. And working together is sort of going along with tonight's show, right? Because when things happen, we need people to come together and let us know when we're looking for answers to things that we weren't there, especially when it comes to our loved ones, right? So many people feel like they know what it's like to suffer a loss, but nobody really knows what you go through when you personally going through it, right? We always do this comparison thing. Like, we got this thing about who suffers more than the other. And nah, that's not the vibe, yo. That's not the vibe. Everybody is going through the way they go through things and the way they handle it is for them. So what we're going to do is I'm going to take this time real quick and I'm going to bring my guest up tonight, right? Because she has a story and we want her to get her story out like ASAP, right? Because a lot of things that's happening right now, she wants some answers and I don't blame her. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, that's the purpose of the platform. We want to talk to people that got real stories so we can try to give them real help, all right? So without further ado, I'm going to bring my guest up right now so we can get into her world real quick. Del, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. And can you hear me? Everything good?
Yeah, I got earphones on so I can hear you clearly.
There it is. That's what I like to hear. I bet. So, excuse me. But what we need to do real quick is that we need you to introduce yourself to the audience and also let them know why you're on the platform this evening.
Well, hello, everyone. If you don't know me, my name is Della Reeves. I'm here because of the fact my daughter got killed on August 4th by some guys or girls that was racing on I-20. It was Saturday night, Sunday morning at 1:40. So the reason I'm here is because I want justice for my baby. It just happens to be, I mean, it's so many people that this happens to, but I don't want my situation to go away. I feel like it's not enough being done. You want me to keep going or did you want to say something or just keep going?
No. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going. Get yours off okay. Because it's about
so,
you.
So I ride down 20 every day, all the time. And as I look up to the left, I look up to the right, I see cameras. So that night that it happened, I know it got recorded. I actually found some recording of it on YouTube. There was someone that does recordings of live taping on. He just so happened to be able to go in and get that footage for me. And he circled where the people had stopped, where it happened. So it's like, if you can get that footage, I know that other people can get that footage as well. So it's right. Like, it's nothing being done. And I'm like, I'm not going to be quiet about it. Like I told everybody, I will go on every podcast, every TV channel. I've been on several news stations. I've also been on the AJC because a lot of people don't watch news anymore. They don't watch TV anymore. Right. So that's right. Why I said, but let me reach out to the podcasters. And, you know, this is my third podcast that I've been on. And I'm grateful and thankful for what you're doing for me because it's a blessing. Yeah. I want it to be out there. I don't want it to be forgotten because it, you know, not just my child. It could have been anybody's child. It could have been anybody's mom, cousin, anybody. So the fact that it was mine, I'm going to fight this fight and I'm not stopping. I don't want to hear nobody say, oh, just rest, just chill. It's going to be okay. It's going to be resolved. Well, guess what? I'm not resting. It's going to get resolved and I'm going to keep speaking.
Yeah, facts. I mean, because you're your daughter's voice at this particular moment, right? So what we want to do is we be clear as to I-20 and where it is, just in case the people that are watching today are not familiar with where this is located. So can you tell the people where this is located?
So the location is I-20 and Moreland Avenue. She was walking.
And that's in what state? Yeah. In what state? In what
state Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. I-20 East, Moreland Avenue.
In Atlanta, Georgia. Now, the reason why I wanted that to be said, right, because this is the third parent that I've had on the platform right now that has lost a child due to pedestrian negligence, right? Where people are driving and then are not respecting those people who are not in the vehicle. And what I mean by that is just being in whatever type of hurry or whatever they feel like they need to do, they do this damage and then they just keep going. Right. And you're the third parent who said that all of a sudden now none of the cameras are working or the cameras are not there or they can't get footage or this person don't know. They have to go to talk to certain stores in the area of different things, you know. And one of the parents, they're fighting this and they don't, you know, their child lived in Atlanta, but she doesn't. It's, in a whole nother state, and they're trying to get this. That's why I said I wanted to make sure, because in
want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Atlanta, right now, it is dangerous to be walking, it seems like, on any street because people have no respect.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny. I see this every day. I see homeless people walking everywhere. They could be walking on the freeway. They could be walking just anywhere. And I'm like, nobody complains about that. Nobody talks bad about that. They don't say, oh, why is that homeless person walking over there? But yo, my daughter walking home from work, innocent. You know what I'm saying? She didn't have a car. I'm sorry.
It's cool. But think about this, though, is what I'm saying. Because, you know, people have this thing, right, where everything is fast forward. They have no regard of anything other than what they're looking at and what they see. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you have to tell your story, take your time. Don't worry. We're going to get through this. You know what I mean? Because I want to make sure we get this information out. And also, those of you guys that are watching right now, if y'all are on YouTube, the comments are wide open, or whatever y'all watching us on right now, the comments are wide open. Make sure y'all engage with the conversation today, all right? We want to make sure that, you know, she knows that, you know, there's people out here that support her, which we already know, but let's engage in the conversation. Also, subscribe to the channel. So let's talk about your daughter a little bit. Do you feel like telling us a little bit about her and her personality and how she was? And let's do that.
My daughter was an angel. She was a replica of me. She always was willing to help people. She did community work. She was a model. I put her through college. She went to Georgia Southern. She went to Pebblebrook for the high school. She was just a loving person, willing to help everybody. And an angel.
Right. Do you you have any other children? Or she was your only child? Or
no, I have another daughter. Her name is Deja. Dejiana. Okay. Yeah. So I had two
daughters. Okay. So how old was your daughter that this happened to?
32.
32. Okay.
Yeah.
And so when you said that she was on her way home, so was it a thing where it happened where she was crossing the street, or did they run the curb or something like
that? No. So she was leaving work And I guess she was trying to take an alternative route to a quicker alternative route to get home. And so she was on the shoulder. You know how when you your car breaks down and you pull over to the shoulder and you you get out to change your tire. So she was walking down there. I don't know if she what she was thinking at the time. It doesn't even matter. She was walking from one exit to another. If you look at this, I have the tapes. I mean, I have the footage on my page where it shows the guys were or girls were racing down 20. And you can see how the person in the right, there was somebody in front of him. So instead of him going to the left, he went to the right, to the shoulder. And that's when he hit her. And all four cars, you can see all the cars stop. So guess what? If you've seen all four cars stop in this footage, that means those people know what happened.
Yes.
I don't know how they sleeping at night. Because if I hit somebody personally, it's going to eat me up like crazy that I killed somebody. Not only did they kill her, they hit her and then left her for dead, didn't pull her body to the side. Other cars ran over her. So that means it was multiple cars that was involved in this situation. And I know somebody saw something. Even if you're scared to speak, I want you to call in anonymous. You ain't even got to say your name. You ain't even got to use your own phone. Call in anonymous and say, yeah, I was there that night on August 4th when it happened at 1:30 in the morning. I saw it happen and I just want to give some light to that mother that's suffering and hurting. That you, this is what I saw. These are the cars. And also, back to the cameras again. If anybody got can get footage on them cameras, that would be great too, because you got to think about it. If I was a techie and I was able to get into them cameras, I would go back to the next exit before Moreland Avenue. And I would look at the cars that's racing down Moreland Avenue, or down 20. I would look at those cars and I would pinpoint and zoom in on those cars, get those cars license plates. Then you got to think about it. So they got to the scene where they hit her, right? Then they pulled off. There's cameras right there where they stopped. And that's the footage that's on my page. But then also there are cameras when they pulled off. There's cameras down the road. So at that time, all you got to do is rewind. Rewind the footage and look at the times, even by seconds, just where the that happened, you can find the people that did this.
Right. And you know what's so crazy about that? I-20 is, you know, one of the major highways, you know what I'm saying, running through there. So, and so I it's had always a, busy, unless it was late at night, because it's always busy on there. That's crazy that it was racing on there.
I even had a guy that posted and said he was a truck driver. He said that on I-20, those cameras can capture if he has a seatbelt on or not. Those cameras can capture his license plate. And he's a truck driver. So he said it ain't no way that they can't get them license plates from them cars that was out that night.
Oh, wow.
Not only you that, it's people on social media talking, they wasn't on Moreland. They was in Marietta. So basically, you telling me you know who did this.
Oh, wow.
People talk. Like I said, people might not watch TV. I understand. But they listen to podcasts. They look at it. So it's people out there. So I'm to the point where my GoFundMe is still up. I'm to the point where I want to raise money to where I can do a reward, put a reward out there. So that way, whoever want to talk and want some money, they say money talk. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was going to cuss. I don't know if I could cuss on here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there you go.
Right, money talk.
I'm to that point where I'm like,
That's the good thing about podcasts, right? You can really speak your truth and we could get those things out there without it being a thing. Because look, the goal is to get the information out, not for to monetize. We don't really care about that. We want you to get your full understanding out, because people need to know, man, this just recently happened. This is like weeks ago. And you are still this strong, fighting and asking and standing tall and even being able to get through the story, right, with it being so fresh. And the fact that you really having to dig into this fight, because things that you're saying, I'm sure, because there's a few other moms, I'm sure you're connected with them too. But if you're not, we can make sure we make that shake, because it's the same thing. Like, yo, what's going on with the camera?
Right.
Like, how come y'all can't catch these people with the camera, but y'all can catch somebody texting on their phone with the camera? Well, you can catch a cat, like you said, with the seatbelt off. And you know what I'm saying? And you can zoom all the way in too and get it and get the, so you could be able to get when it comes to that. But you know what? A lot of it be, you know, they're going to find a way to try to find themselves not being liable, you know, because for the simple fact is they're supposed to be patrolling these areas, and especially when it comes to major highways. So people won't be out here racing like that. That's the stupidest
thing. It's so funny because I'm like, I just want to go out there where the cameras are at and do something crazy and see if they do something to me. And if they did do something to me, that's telling me that they know that them cameras work. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy to me. Like, you gonna tell me them cameras don't work? That's a lie.
We don't want you going on that 20 to do that. Don't do that. Because, let's not go that far. I get you. But you know, we understand that's how you feel, right? Like, because you want answers. And the fact that they're not being so cooperative enough is crazy. They should want to catch people who are doing things this, because this is not the only.
Yeah, because they killed her. It's murder. You killed somebody, yo. Not only did you kill her, I wasn't able to bury her in a casket like people normally do. I couldn't bury her underground. Her body was in pieces. When I went to go identify her, she didn't have a head. All she had was a scalp. So people don't understand. I'm angry. I'm hurt. I'm sad. I'm angry. And I go through this every day. So ain't nobody gonna sit up here and tell me how to feel. Because I know what happened to my baby. And I'm gonna continue to fight. They tell me, oh, calm down, it's gonna be okay. Let the investigators do what they do. But I bet you if it happened to the investigator, to somebody, you know what I'm saying, up top, they'd be on it. People probably be in jail by now. That's why I'm not stopping. I'm not.
Exactly. Yeah. And you and look, nobody should blame you. I wouldn't want to even entertain the energy of someone trying to even put you in a position where you comparing the way that you feel to, you know, leaving it up to other people. That is just horrible to witness. And man, you're strong. I'm gonna tell you this. I don't know if that's the word though. I think it gotta be a word bigger than that for you right now, because like I said, for this to just happen and all of these details that you do know, and you're strong enough to tell the story, and man, I don't know. I'm at a loss for words, because I can't understand, like, even with the police and all these people knowing these details that you have, why they would not want to find these people that would do this, because it caused other cars to involuntarily do this too.
Not only like the cameras. So not only do we have the cameras to catch them, they have to get their car fixed eventually. I don't care if they put it up for 6 months, a year, 2 years, or whatever. These body shops, they got to take it to a body shop.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And if it was me, I'd be checking all the body shops out of town and in town.
Man, y'all, that's bananas. I mean, yo, and you know, it's crazy too, because you know, when you the way that you're going to have to continue to fight too is going to even be more once they do figure out these people, because then it's like, yeah. All right, back. Now we got to get down to the work of how we're going to take care of this situation, because you want closure, but I'm sure you want justice as well.
Yeah, so a lot of people that's been there down this road, that's my plan, to link up with other people that's been down this road, so that way I can know what they did for theirs, and if it's not working for them, I can do a little bit things, you know, things differently than what they're doing. I'm willing to take every avenue. Like I said, I have the GoFundMe still up. I'm trying to basically raise money now so that way I can put a reward out there so somebody want to talk, because it's people talking right now. You know what I'm saying? So right. Yeah. It's like, yeah, go ahead and tell on your friend. Go ahead and tell. It's not right. Like, what if it was your mom, your sister, your cousin, your family member? That's why I don't understand. Like, yo, I know they not able to sleep at night. You can't. How can you hurt a human being and be able to sleep?
Damn, right.
It's got to be eating your conscience up. Ain't no way you be able to sleep. You got to be either, you know what I'm saying, drinking, smoking to make it go away, but that's not going to last forever. Because in the end, God got this. I know he do. Everything I have in my life is because of God, and I always put him first. And my daughter that just passed was the same way as me. And every time, right. Always put everything that we have in life that God gave us. And I'm telling you, they ain't going to be able to sleep. They ain't going to last long. It's going to come. Next time you talk to me, we're going to be talking about, yeah, you got your justice, didn't you? I'm like, yes, I did. I told you I was. I'm going to get justice. Yes, I'm speaking it. I'm going to get my justice.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, you got to. Because that's too heinous of a situation for them to just continue to go on like that. And like you said, I hope, in their conscience that it gives them, just something to say, yo, let me give this mom some peace. Let me let her know what happened. And at least atone for what they did. But, a lot of people don't. That's one of the things that most people are not doing nowadays, is taking responsibility for their own actions. Mm-hmm. It's always somebody else's fault of why things happen versus taking responsibility. That's the thing that is just going around on all, on all levels right now, right? Big adults who cannot just accept when they're wrong and be okay with apologizing for it, regardless of how the outcome is going to be. Now, in this case, what we're talking about with your daughter, like you said, if your conscience is not eating you up at some time, I'm sure that, you're going to feel the repercussions of what you've done, because you did that out of being negligent and you didn't have to be, like racing. It's just stupid. You know what I mean? Like, regardless. And
people going to do it. That's what I mean. I know people going to race. Race is never planned. You look over at the person and you say, let's go. So you go. But my thing is, I just wish I could buy a lot of land, build it up like a city, and just be for people that like to race. You know what I'm saying? I wish that could be like that, because they've been racing for years. This is nothing new. And it's going to continue to happen until either the laws change and make it stricter, or they have a place to go to. One of the two.
Well, I think, even if it's not like a designated place, I think it's more rural areas that they could do besides being in the city and racing. I get that people like to mimic video games and stuff like that. You know how it is. Right. People
That's what I'm saying. Like, it would be cool if somebody could create a video game image in a big, somebody buy a lot of land. You buy this land and you create it like a video game, and it's made with streets and buildings and whatever, but it's just basically for people that like to race, and it'll be a fun place for them to go to. You know what I'm saying? So you won't endanger other people's lives, and that's what they're doing now. And like I said, if that is not created for giving them a place to go, they're going to continue to run these streets and race. My thing is, if you create stricter laws, then what? Maybe they, would find a place to go to race that don't have pedestrians in it. I've seen so many lives taken because of street racing.
Yeah, but it seemed like now, like, even street racers want to be more responsible and just being, if that's something that they enjoy doing. Like, to your point, if they really enjoy racing like that, it seemed like they would take better precautions to make sure that's something they can continue to do and not just, you know, be out here doing things like this. Because now we got to, now people looking for you. Like, you, you're fun. That few minutes of fun that or adrenaline that you felt trying to race and be able to go brag to people who don't really care about how fast you was going. You know, now people looking for you for real. And then it's multiple cars on top of multiple cars. So now it's a group of people who got to look at each other knowing that all of y'all was involved in this.
And a murder.
Right? Or even if they don't know each other, right? Like, yeah, like, even if they don't know each other, like you said, they just pulled up next to each other.
Yeah, people were telling me it might, not even have been Atlanta people. It could have been out-of-towners, because we get people here from out-of-town that like to race as well. So we don't know where these people coming from. But that's why I said, like I said, if it was me, I'd be checking all the shops in and out of town that's in our perimeter. You know what I'm saying? And I said, pulling on cameras to show you what the license plate is, what state they coming from, what if it's in Georgia, out of Georgia, you know what I'm saying? Things of that such. I'm going political with this. I'm telling you, these people don't turn themselves in. This is gonna go far. I'm not stopping. This is a voice that will be heard.
No, you got to. Because there's parents, just based on exactly what you were saying, like the way that the cameras are set up, the way that everything is happening to so many parents are losing their children, like the exact same thing. If it's not racing, people driving fast, not paying attention, it's the same thing. And Atlanta is a hotbed for it. And it's multiple. And I got parents that have been on here that have went to the mayor's office, that have talked, that have been to city council meetings. They know people name by heart. They tagging people. They making people's lives, you know, very uncomfortable, which we should online. That's why this platform exists. Mm-hmm. That's why whenever we done and these clips go out, I'll tag you in them. As many people as you can get to share them, and we keep going, and we use that hashtag Impacted Families because, and we tag these people, you know what I mean? Because they up here, like the city council, whoever is involved with this stuff, who got, you know, any type of way that they can make a change, whether it's the mayor, whether it's the mayor's office, his secretary, the person that gets his coffee, I don't care who it is, you know, like, but everybody needs to be aware of what's going on so they could do something about it, because parents are losing.
Like, you got the Georgia Transportation. They have control out there as well. So that's one area I'm trying to get to them too. I know people that know people, so they already giving me names of who to talk to. So I'm on it. I'm doing my homework. Yeah. That's why I said, you know, I'm getting people reaching out to me saying, you know, I'm connecting with other people that's going through what I'm going through. And so, like I said, if what they're doing is not working, I'm gonna try to find another strategy. It's like playing chess.
Yep.
You gotta try to find another strategy.
Three moves ahead. You always got to be at least three moves ahead. And you're doing everything you can. Like, yo, and like you said, you're not going to give up. And I'm sure you got some supporters out there that's going to have, that got your back. So whenever you're feeling a little weary, you know you can pick you up and keep pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Because it's going to get tough. I mean, you know that already. This ain't going to be an easy fight, right? That's why you on platforms right now talking about it, because you got to continue to get the word out. And then other parents that you link up with that's been through this, you know what I mean? We going to have to do multiple shows, and, you know, everybody's going to have to get together and work through this thing, because it has to change. You know, definitely. you guys are being forced into a purpose that you know, I'm sure you didn't know that this was what it was, you know, and the thing about finding your purpose, I say that all the time, you know, the way some people have to find a purpose, it's not always the most comfortable. because you wind up being a voice for other people when you go through certain things, because you don't want this to keep happening.
Right. It's crazy because I've been through so much. And so I'm a life coach. And so I learn by going through things and the experience of going through things. And so with that being said, that's how I'm able to reach the masses and to help other people. And I don't mind helping people. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Yeah. So would we say that your life coaching skills, is that what helped you to be able to balance right now through your grief and the fact that logically you're still fighting? Because, you know, this is still really fresh. Like,
yeah, so my grandbaby, I have two of them. And with them is, they are the ones that's helping me get through this. They said, Grandma, it's going to be okay. Like last night, I was reading the names on the flowers that was received from the funeral, and it just hurt me looking at the flowers because it feels like it's a dream. It don't feel real. So because it doesn't feel real, I kind of zone out and keep going, and I just have to stay busy. I have to keep going and stay busy doing something all the time. So with me doing things and keep going, that's what keeps me going, because it don't seem real.
Right.
Every time I think about her body, it don't seem real. I'm like, nah.
Right.
I think I'm at that stage. My grandbaby told me it's five things of grief, and she said one of them is denial. And I think that's where I'm probably at, is denial. I know that that's my baby, but I don't want to believe it is. When I even heard my mother at the funeral, after we left the funeral, she was like, well, where's the casket? And I said, she couldn't be in a casket, Ma.
Right.
And she said, well, she ain't dead.
Yeah, I feel you. Thank God for your grandbabies. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, everybody around you is helping you and support you. And you know what's crazy? I just had last week's show. I had a certified grief coach on, and we were talking about all the different stages of grief and different things that have been used. I'm here and I'm talking to you and I'm thinking, because you know, out of all the parents, yours is the most recent and the most freshest of situations that's happened, and for you to even make it with all of the things you've done so far, I have to commend you on, you know, your strength. And I said that earlier. And at this time, I know, like, positive words and everything don't take the place of what you really feel and things like that. But I promise you, man, I empathize for you. And I want you to know that, you know, whatever I can do on my end, I'm going to do it. And as a matter of fact, as much as we're going to talk and as much as the information that you get in here, I'm going to continue to market and promote this show afterwards. I'm going to create the little clips and reels and things so it can move on TikTok and all these other things. And just like I do with all the families, not to try to group y'all in. I'm just saying, like, at this particular point, you know, it's going to take a movement in order to get these things changed, you know? That's what I said earlier when I started the show about working together. It's so many different reasons that we should find to come together more than we should find to separate ourselves. Mm-hmm. Depending on who we voting on and who eat pork, and who don't, who's short and who tall. You know, all these different things that we fight against each and every day has nothing to do when it comes to real issues. And right now, we just all need to work together. And you need some real support. And we also need to be able to, you know, help energize each other when those times get dark. You know what I mean? Because you're going to find your times alone when there's nothing left for you to do, you know, until the next day. So,
I also, even though I am a life coach, I do have a therapist. Having therapy is so important. A lot of people don't understand mental health is, you know, the biggest thing around. And to help with my mental is to talk about it. So this going on TV, going to the newspaper, going on podcasts, talking about it helps me get it out my system.
Yeah.
Having a therapist helps. It's not going to take it away, but it helps me to maintain and go on my day-to-day duties because I do have to take care of my mom. She's 86. I still have my daughter. I still have three grandbabies now. I have a brand new one. And she was born, she's like 2 weeks now. So, yeah, I still have a family to take care of. Yep, I still have a family to take care of. So, you know, and I'm like the rock that hold us together. So I have to stay strong. I have my times where I break down, but I still, in the end, have to be strong for the ones that are still here. And like I said, I'm going to fight for the one that's not here, and I'm going to be strong for the ones that are here.
And that's a message. And that's a message. And I hope everyone that's around you, that's close to you, like I said, keep chipping in and keep praying and keep doing everything they can to keep uplifting you so you can continue this fight. Because if they don't know, they need to know you're going to fight. The way your energy is right now, or you fighting? You're not about to lay down. You know how they say get down and lay down? You about to get down. It's not about to happen. And we have a comment by Isha, a great
Aisha. She said,
"May the Lord." Aisha, sorry, my bad, Aisha. Please don't choke me. I'm from Jersey. I read it the way it looks. Sorry, but Aisha, may the Lord continue to strengthen you and your family. God is faithful, and I believe that wholeheartedly. You know, some people wouldn't look at it that way, especially when it comes to tragedy. You know, I get it, but this is something that I feel like if most people really get to understanding your story and where you're going with it, it's going to be some things that need to be changed. I hope you get in front of every city councilor. I hope you get in front of everybody.
Yes. It will be heard.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot be.
You need to get in front of everybody.
Everybody. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. What's going on with a press conference? Is there anything that could be done about a press conference?
They did it already. I told you I was pushing it. They did it already. I was telling you that I had got that video of the cars that was racing that night.
True.
So when I got that video, I sent it to them, and that's when they did the press conference. Because of the fact that I'm going on TV with everything, they wanted to make sure that the correct information was going out, that I wasn't pushing falsified information. But the information I'm getting was from the officer. You know what I'm saying? So all I know, they was confused about what kind of car it was. So first they said it was Mustang, then they said it was Lexus. But if you look at the videos, you know what I'm saying? It'll show you what kind of cars they were. I just know they was a black car. So I don't know what, you know what I'm saying? I know they working behind the scenes. So they might want to, I was told they don't always tell the family members everything, you know, especially when it's an investigation. Yeah. They don't want to tell the family members everything. So I understand that they want to do their job. Guess what? I'm about to help them do their job as well.
That's funny. But you know, like whatever they're doing on their end is one thing, but bringing awareness is what they're not doing. Right. So that's the part.
So that's my job.
You do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let them do that. They're going to do the technicals because, like you said, if you notice, you know, when people use certain wording, like, yo, we want to make sure you're not putting out just, you know, any type of information, because they want to protect themselves first and their reputation, versus them saying, you know, we should understand that this mom gonna go off. Let's do everything that we can because she lost her child. Like, that ain't the mentality. Mm-hmm. The mentality is protect them first. So yeah, the awareness part, that's you. And so that's what's going to happen.
I was there. I was praying over all the news people. I was praying over the detectives, the investigators, anybody that got to do with this, have anything to do with this case. I prayed and asked God to be in their heart. Let me tell you, you say a praying grandmama?
Right.
That day, yes, at the press conference, I was a praying grandmama. And you can feel the power in my hand, my heart, my soul. God has his hand all in this. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I'm going to get back on here and say, told you justice was going to be served. I'm going to be praising the Lord. Like, yes, see, I'm speaking into existence.
I'm with it. Listen, that's one of my biggest things. I'm with it. Don't even worry. Mm-hmm. You, I'm with it. Whenever you ready, you know what to do. You already got my contact. Hit me up. We're going to schedule you right on. And we're going to make it shake. Because we need that type of report, right? We need those type of things. Now, I want to be clear. Like, I want people to understand, like, you know, we're not, I'm not an advocate of just, you know, wanting to be a person based on nothing that has to do with revenge, because we understand that, look, it's an energy you put out there is an energy you're going to get back. We talk about justice. So even those of you watching that may have been involved, this video might run around and get around to you. You know what I mean? Because at some point, you're going to have to be looking to see what's going on out here. If they had press conferences and stuff, y'all seen it. If y'all, even if y'all not from Georgia, if y'all, you know where you was at, you can pull it up and you'll figure it out. You know that some people looking for you all right now. My thing is that you should be able to understand the energy that is coming from. This woman lost her child, yo. And so
I need them to go ahead and get their finances together. Go ahead and, you know, get their families together and turn themselves in. If that's what you need to do, you had time enough to go ahead and take care of that. Now it's time for you to turn yourself in. Yeah.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, because if you don't, then, hey, this mom right here about to help you figure it out. It's just a thing. Right.
It's called karma. It's coming to get you. I'm telling you.
Yeah. It has a way. And I wanted to know, like, when you said you had grandchildren, your daughter, she had children?
Yeah, she had an 11-year-old. And now she's... Okay. I have to take care of her now. And, you know, I have to keep her mind right. So that's why I try not to break so much. I break behind closed doors. I don't break in front of them, because when I break, they'll break. And I don't want them to break. Right. I want them to continue to stay strong. And my grandbaby said something to me before I got on with you. She was like, Grandma, you the only one that ain't broke. She was like, Dad, you strong, Grandma. Yeah. Yeah,
and that's it's evident. I don't know how many times I've said it so far. Yeah, it's amazing how strong you are, because, like I said, this is so fresh, and where, like I said, most people are still being such a newer space of grief that they don't even want to talk to nobody right now. You know what I mean?
I'm talking, but you ain't playing. No, I'm not playing. Yo, no, no. It's I don't know if I'm at that grief of anger. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it's like
it gotta be a little bit of both.
Yeah, it fuels me up to be like, okay, I'm fighting. I can't. Somebody, you know, took my baby from me. I'm fighting. Yeah.
You are. And, you know, in these instances, you know, I always gotta ask. It's not a thing, but, you know, so is the dads around or anything like that? Like, what's going on in that situation? Now, I'm not being messy. I'm being understanding.
Oh, no, the dads are unknown.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. Okay. They're unknown.
Yeah, we can leave it there. But, you know, the reason why I ask is because, you know, in so many instances, you know, it's a difference when, you know, people respond differently to men that's looking for answers as well, too.
Right.
You know, so and I've
like I said, my grandbaby dad is unknown, and then my daughter had a partner. Right. So I will be reaching to the LGBTQ community podcast too, because she was part of that community. So it's about to go blast. Right. Yeah, I'm about to go over there too and talk. One of their own got taken. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm about to go over there and blast up over there.
Look, it gives it's everywhere that you can get an outlet, a platform to speak this, it needs to be there, right? Because even in that aspect, you know, with the community, you know, I hate that. We found ways to separate ourselves in all aspects, right?
Oh, no, because it's all
in so many ways, that's what happens until we can find a common ground like this, right? Where everybody need to come together, no matter what the situation is. So reach out to all of them.
I'm
reach
about to out bring to everybody else. Together. I'm telling you.
Look, get all the letters together. And tell them to give you an ear for about an hour or so and let you get this off. Because, you know, it, like I said, it's power in numbers, but it's strength in social media interaction. All parents that's watching this, anybody, when these things come out, do not hesitate to share. Market and promote these things. And I don't mean it in a way like it's a business. I'm saying get it out there because we know social media changes the climate of all things. This is where the news is coming to first. Like she said earlier when she got on, nobody really watches the news. That is a major fact. The news has dropped in 80% of viewership from two things, mistrust and misinformation. So people are not even trusting mainstream media right now. So at the end of the day, you want to get something out, y'all got to come see us.
It's funny you say that. So what we've been doing is taking the link from the news and putting it on Facebook, taking the link from the news and putting it on Instagram and using the social media outlets, letting you see, hey, this is what was on the news. This is what you're missing. This is what you missed.
Right.
We letting you know what happened, what went down. This is what's going on. Yeah.
Right. And that's the purpose of it. And I think that's when, you know, we can understand how much of a tool this is, right? Because, you know, as we go, if Facebook get funny and start acting up, that's all right. We'll go over here. And if that, you know, we know it's two platforms out here that ain't letting nobody take nothing down. And that's Twitter, X, or whatever they want to call it, and fan base. We know those two platforms right there, freedom of speech is allowed, and ain't nobody going to mess with your stuff. We know it's live over on Rumble as well, too. But we also want to make sure that when it comes down to this information, and this is me talking to all of y'all that's watching right now, if all of you guys that are watching right now, remember, if you know everybody involved, even better. But even after the show, or even as it goes on, continue to help push this information out there, because we want to make sure that people are aware of the fact that, listen, you know, we got to find better alternatives. We got to work together, too, because you said she didn't have a car. We got to work together to find people safer routes around things. I don't know what they got to do in Atlanta. I don't know if we need to find maps. I don't know if we need to make certain type of areas for war. I don't know what they need to do, but they got to figure it out.
I have plans I wrote down in my notebook. My plan is I would like for people that are doing gigs, working, it would be nice if it was a type of transportation that was available for the people that do the gigs. You know what I'm saying? So that way they'll have a way home. They don't have to walk home or take, you know, if they can't afford it, you're going to that gig so you can make money to be able to afford where you're going.
Right. And then it was something like how they used to do in New York. Like, well, it's not really as kosher now, but you know, they used to have a dollar van in New York where everybody can get in. It just costs you a dollar. You got to get in where you fit in. And you get off, and then you get on. Like, they pick people up, and they drop people off for a dollar. You got to go along this route, and that's it. But I think it's other things that we got to figure out. But you're right. It got to be something that they can come up with in order to help people with no transportation at work at night and be able to, you know, maneuver home and stuff like that.
I know. Here in Georgia, the MARTA stops at 1 o'clock.
Ah.
Yeah. So you're walking home. from the bus or the train or wherever you're coming from, you're walking home at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, a lot of people work third shift. People was like, well, what is she doing out that late? She was working. What you mean? There's a lot of people that work that late. I work that late. You know what I'm saying? At my second job, I get off at what? 12:30 at night. So I'm out at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. Because I'm working. You know what I'm saying? We got to work to make a living. You know what I'm saying? For me, I'm taking care of my mom and my kids and my family. So I'm working. I ain't out here doing this and that. You know what I'm saying? Regardless.
Yeah.
It's like people are just working. You know what I'm saying? And my daughter, she was, like I said, she's an angel. She was coming from work and she was walking and trying to get home. You know what I'm saying? She was saving every penny. So that way she'd be able to pay her bills at the end of the week, whatever needed to be paid. So.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, people find ways to judge, right? I guess that's what you're saying.
You know, I clap back at them. When they clapping me, I'm clapping back at them. That's what, you know, me? Nah.
That's what we doing.
I got some. Yeah, that's how I do it. And I ain't playing with these people. That's why I said justice must be served, and I will not shut up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they don't know, they know now, y'all. They can't play with you. You're not serious about this.
It's funny because, like I was telling people, I was like, even if this wasn't my baby, if you're my friend, guess what? I'm gonna take up for you. Rock.
Right.
Don't let nobody mess with you because I'm gonna get them.
Right. So we talking about who we like out here, yo. Word up.
Yeah.
I make sure I call her in line so you don't have to jump.
You in my circle.
But look,
but
that's why I say about the power of sticking together, right? Mm-hmm. Teamwork, I know it's corny, but it's real, right? Like teamwork makes the dream work. People got to find means to come together and not separate. We can't always be in a state of, I don't trust. We need people at times like this, man, because you're going to need people to uplift you, check on you, and the whole nine, so you can keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you know the fight that you're fighting is going to be one that you're going to be doing for a while, but we want to make sure that you make it through that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because most people give up. And it's a thing that pushes people to give up. But as long as you keep pushing, that's what we're going to do. So what I want to do, right, before we get out of here, because we want to make sure that people know how to get in contact with you and get to this GoFundMe so you can raise the money. Like you said, you want to put a reward out. And at least you're transparent about what you raise the money for, because some people are not.
They don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they need to know. So how can people reach out to you directly so they can get this information in order to support you?
So I have several different platforms. The one platform that everybody's been reaching out to me is Facebook. And on Facebook, my name is Della Reeves, DellaReeves. That's my Facebook. So if you're not my friend, it goes into another area to where you can send messages. And I can check. I've been checking those messages as well. So that's how people have been contacting me.
Gotcha.
So that's one way, Facebook. Another way they can contact me is on Instagram. You can instant message me anyway. It's D That Girl, the model, DeeDatGirlDatThe the model. So yeah, D That Girl, the model. And then I have my business page, which is DDeity8.
Bet. I bet. DDeity8, right?
Yes, DDeity, the number 8.
Gotcha.
So they they can actually, you know, contact you or, you know, on your platform and say, hey, I'm trying to get in contact with her. And then you can contact me and
we could do it like that too. So for those of y'all that's watching, if you want to get in contact with her and you want to, you know, support the cause and donate to the cause so she could get this money up to offer a decent reward for some people to come out and talk and really get some things going so she could get the justice. Y'all know what to do. Hit her up at the platform that she said, or also hit me up personally, and I'll link it and make sure y'all get together and make that shake, because we want to make sure that she get as much support as possible. And if you guys out there could just, you know, every now and then just reach out to her, give her positive words, give her positive affirmations, you know, that goes a long way. You know, everything don't cost. Sometimes people just need to know that other people, you know, care about what they got going on, and they, you know, and they not suffering their loss by themselves, right?
Yeah,
go ahead.
The GoFundMe should say GoFundMe for Shantaya Reeves, and then it has her story on there. But yeah, so I just want to, before we end this, I just wanted to let people know it's been arrows thrown at me, and I'm got up like this. You know, I got my warrior sign up for the ones that's negative, because I've been getting negative stuff, and I'm like, wow, people really still be talking negative and throwing negative, you know, shots at you, and people do, but I got God by my side, and God be everything that's negative that come my way. I got my superwoman things up.
Got your bracelets on. That's right. And you blocking all that hate and negativity. But you got to, because there's people out here who don't got nothing else better to do.
I turn their negative words into positive words. So it's like they try to attack you with a negative thing. But because I learned how to turn words from negative to positive, I'll turn their words right against them.
Well, that's a good trait to have. For real. Most people need to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a good trait to have, especially when you're going through what you're going through, because, you know, you can literally snap on people. They don't even know. Like, you got anger. You know what I'm saying? Like, you dealing with something that is really fresh. So, look, I wouldn't advise people to push your buttons too far. You know what I mean? So, but Thumb Thug's going to do it anyway.
Yeah,
you
I know.
That's why you got to what?
I pray, I stay prayed up.
Yeah, exactly. So, look, all y'all that's watching tonight, I definitely appreciate y'all that jumped on and paid attention to what we had going on. Y'all know how we do each and every week. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people, and we're going to continue to do it. So those of y'all that's watching tonight, if y'all not subscribed to the channel on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel, hit the notification button so y'all will be aware of when we go live. I have more families to talk to, and we just got a lot more interesting conversations with different things that has happened so far in life, and that's the reason why the platform is up. So we want to make sure that I'll get y'all the information if y'all looking for it, so y'all can help with the GoFundMe. And also, if you guys are feeling like, you know, you have a story out there that you want to share, that you need some information to get out, or you know what to do, y'all guys can contact me on my email if you need to, and that is on my sparkingconversation@gmail.com. Y'all can hit me right there, and, you know, make sure you put what you want in the subject line, and we'll figure it out. All right. So without further ado, I thank you so much.
Thank you
for sharing your story with me. Yeah, definitely.
Look, a blessing to you. I just want to say, you're a blessing. I'm telling you, may you continue to be blessed, to be a blessing to all.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate it. That's my goal. My goal is to serve. Like, look, they say the best success is when you serve others. So this is my way of giving back and serving others. You know what I mean? So thank you for sharing your story with me, because you could have chose anybody else to share it with. So thank you so much for sharing it with me.
Well, thank you.
And being vulnerable enough to get through it. So thank you so much, y'all. So we're going to talk a little bit offline, so don't go nowhere. But to those of y'all that's watching, y'all know what to do. Stay tuned for next week, and we're going to keep it going. And just remember, remember, like I always say, we got one more comment out there. What they say, my heart goes out to you, and may God bless you. Definitely. And so all of you out there watching, remember, y'all, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week, I'm your boy, Rod One. This is Spartan Conversation, and I'm going to say peace.